Blog Talk Radio.
Demands are
on your life or your time. I don't know. What I do know is, and it happens a lot. What I do know is these kids of famous parents, not all, of course, but some, turn and walk down the road of drugs. Now, and people have seen that time and time again, and people continue to walk down that road. That road is not a good road. It's very bumpy, very dangerous, and you don't know what lies ahead. Okay? And so I just wanted to say that before I started my show, because it's very tragic what has happened to Bobby Christina. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's topic. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, or even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, we're in the midst of tax season right now. So if you have problems, or if you have a problem with your tax situation, if you have letters from the IRS that you haven't addressed, or that you need to address, or that you have a problem that in the past with the IRS, you should give CPA On Duty a call. They can probably help you with that. So give them a call today, 770. Write this number down, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? Again, guys, thanks for tuning in. And I see a lot of people joining the show right now. Welcome. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, it is chilly in the ATL. Okay? It's chilly in the ATL. I mean, it seems like I know the heater was going last night in the house and everything, but it seemed like, you know, the house wasn't getting warm. But the house was warm. I mean, for sure, the house was warm, but it was 25 to 24, 23 degrees last night. So, you know, when it's cold like that, you know, the house is going to seem cold, but it's actually warm. If you were outside for a while, and then you walk inside, you say, oh, man, it's warm in here, nice in here. But, after being inside for a while, it feels like it's not warm. You know what I'm saying? But actually it is, but it's so cold out that it doesn't seem like the house is warm. Okay, it's just like in the summertime when you have that really, when you get to the 90s and you know, outside, it seems like the house can't cool down you know, you go upstairs and you're like, man, it's hot up here. And the air conditioning system is steady running, steady pumping cool air in. But it's so hot that, you know, it seems like it's not cooling, but it is. Okay? So, guys, if you are in that situation and feel like it's cold in the house, you know, put on some clothes. Okay? You can't continue to walk around the house in shorts and t-shirt. Okay? Put on some sweatpants and a sweatshirt. Okay? Or you know, wear pajamas to bed. You know, long pants pajamas, long sleeve pajamas, wear those to bed. Put a couple of extra blankets on your bed at night. So you can have a good night's sleep. Okay? Now, the weather, again, we're sitting right now at 34 degrees. We're just above freezing, right? We're sitting right now at 34 degrees. We're looking at a high of 59 today with a slight chance of rain. Tomorrow, 63 with a chance of rain. And Thursday is going to be 54 with a chance of rain and a low of 25. So Thursday is going to be just as cold as it was last night. Thursday night is going to be just as cold as Monday night. But, you know, you're looking at Saturday. Saturday is going to be beautiful. You're looking at 66 and a high of 66 and a low of 45. So look forward to that. Okay, and Friday is going to be 55 with a low of 27. So look forward to the, excuse me. So look forward to the weekend, guys. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, let's see what they're going to give me on today's word of the day. Today's word of the day is expertise. Expertise. E-X-P-A-R-T-E. X-R-T. Expertise is an adverb or an adjective, and the first meaning is on or from one side or party only. On or from one side or party only, used of legal proceedings. The second meaning is from a one-sided or partisan point of view. Okay? That's expertise. That's, you know, on one side, you know, you gotta, you know, your point of view is just from the criminal's point of view, okay, and not from the victim's point of view. So that's expertise. That's the meaning of that word. All right? So you got it. Right? Today's episode is entitled, Why Athletes, Lottery Winners, Aren't Able to Hold On to Their Newfound Wealth. Why athletes, professional athletes, or lottery winners aren't able to hold on to their newfound wealth. Now, I'm not saying all athletes, all lottery winners, of course. I'm just saying some. Some athletes, some lottery winners can't hold on to their newfound wealth. So we're going to discuss some of the reasons professional athletes and lottery winners can't hold on to their wealth that has been put on their shoulders all of a sudden. And what are some of the factors that keep them sinking instead of swimming? Now, and I'm going to, what am I looking for? Free something. Well, I'm going to start off by saying, why can't the everyday Joe Blow hold on to their money? Why can't you and I hold on to our money? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you get a job and you leave that job, you go get another job that's paying more money, okay? But you still living to the edge of your money every month. Still continue to live to the edge of your money every month. Can't seem to get ahead. Every time you seem like you've gotten ahead, something happens, you have to spend out money, and you're right back. Right? Someone told me once before is, if you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much space. But why does that have to be? Okay? So you're no different. You're no different from that lottery winner. Or they're no different from us. And they may sit back and say, you know, and it's only because they're in the news. You wouldn't even know about athletes being broke if they didn't talk about it on TV, right? But if they talk about the everyday Joe Blow on TV like you and me, then, or some of the people that have gone, had money and gone broke and now homeless, everyday Joe Blow, they put them on the news. The athletes or the lottery winners may be saying that same thing about them. Man, they had all that. And they lost it. Now they're living under the bridge. Man, they had all that. They lost it. Now they're back home with mom and dad. What's wrong with them? Okay? So, what I'm saying is, when you hear about this type of stuff, don't be so quick to bust them up, so to speak. Don't be so quick to throw them under the bus. Because you never know what may happen to you if you all of a sudden had newfound wealth. If the lottery fell on you tomorrow, what would happen to your millions? Will you be able to hold on to your millions for life? Will you be able to do that? Probably not. Probably not. And a lot of people say, hey, you know, that thing, man, I think I'll take this lump sum of money in the lottery. I want that lump sum. $230 million, I'll take the lump sum. I'll take the $100 million. Okay? $100 million, you take that lump sum. Now, you aren't getting anything else from the lottery. And this is why, you know, the argument between the taking the lump sum and taking the annuity, okay? And now, the annuity to me is a bit attractive as well, okay? The lump sum is attractive because you getting a lump sum of money. You're not getting the whole 200 and something million now. They're gonna, Uncle Sam got to get his part, okay? And then you get the leftovers, all right? And Uncle Sam's going to get about 40% of that. You get the leftovers. So let's say it's $150 million that you get. What are you going to do with that $150 million? Now, you're going to have family members that you don't even know come out the woodwork looking for you, dialing your number, asking you for money. What are you going to do? Are you going to give them money? You got $150 million. Okay? Now, you've been living in this $100,000 house. Now, your wife or whatever, she wants to go look at a million-dollar home. We got $150 million. If we spend $1 million for a home, we got $149 million left. Now, I want that new Benz. You know, you saw that new Benz that was on the Super Bowl. That thing is up. It's, you know, that's out of sight, right? But it's probably close to $200,000. Well, $200,000 ain't a whole lot. Not if I got $149 million. You go out and get you two of those things, one for me and one for her. I mean, that money can go quickly. Now, this is 2 days. This 2 days after you get your money. Now, you still got 30-something years to live. 2 days. And you done spent almost $2 million out of your $150 million. How fast will you be broke? That's it right there, guys. See, because you don't have $150 million, you can't buy that million-dollar home. You can only afford that $100,000 home. Because you don't have $150 million, you can't buy that new Mercedes. Y'all with me? You can only buy a Toyota Corolla. Or you can only buy, you can pay cash for a $5,000 car. A used car. Because you don't have $150 million. You're living on your $50, $60, $70, $80, $100,000 salary per year. You see? So how fast would you go through that $150 million? How soon will it be before you are broke? And see, the athlete, the pro athletes, they do the same thing. It's newfound money. It's newfound wealth. They didn't have this money before they got drafted into the pros. Now they got millions of dollars. But now they still have to take care of their health care. They still have to take care of all the things. They're employees just like you are. They got to pay taxes on that money. They got to take care of mama and daddy. So they're going to buy mom and dad a new house, get them set up right. They got to buy them a new house, right? You're going to buy yourself a new house. I mean, you can go through that money quickly. And now get this. A football career is about 5 years. The average football career is about 5 years. That's not long. You come out of college at age, what, 22, maybe 21, 22 years old. Your career of making these millions is 5 years. You're not even 30 years old yet, but those millions have stopped. You still got 40-something years to live off those millions of dollars that you made in those 5 years. It's not a lot, guys. But you say, oh, man, he went through $100 million. Well, I just showed you can go through $100 million pretty quickly if you get out there and spend it. You can go through it. But, man, you don't have anything else coming in. So what does that tell you, guys? That tells you that you are going to have some type of income from that money. Don't know what it's going to be. Don't know what's going to make that money. But money can make money. So if you got some millions and you put it in the bank or whatever. I don't know what can get much return from the banks, but you're going to get some return. And on millions, you probably get a good stack of money every month in return. So if you can learn how to live off that money, the interest money, say you got $5,000 a month coming off those millions. See, I can stand that. See? Because my lifestyle is not above $5,000 a month right now. But if I got that $1 million home and those two bins, yeah, you're gonna be up over $5,000 a month. You need an income. So that's why the annuity sounds attractive. Because now you're going to get $300,000+ a year for 30 years. So you got income coming in every year. Every new year, you got a $300,000 check sitting in the bank, sitting in your account that you got to live on the whole year. Now, if you're making $500,000 a year now and you get that $300,000, I think that either you scale back your lifestyle in order to do that $300,000 because you've been living up to that $500,000 right now. You got to scale back your lifestyle to accommodate the $300,000. See, these athletes, now, if they get hurt and have a career-ending injury, they got to scale back their lifestyle to what? To what? To nothing, because they didn't have anything else going. A lot of them don't have anything else going. They think that those millions are going to continue to come in every year from now on. Or maybe that's not their logic, but they think that they're going to last for a long time. I'm going to be able to make $10 million a year for the next 15, 20 years. That don't happen in football. Okay? So that's where the problem is. They think it's going to continue to come for a long time, and it doesn't. So that's why they can't hold on to their money. All right, so if you hit the lottery, or if you have a son that goes and become a pro athlete, scale back and say, hey, let's figure out how we can live like we're living right now without having to go to work. Try to figure that out. And if you need something, hey, you got millions in the bank where you can go grab some money and pay for it. You want to go on vacation, go grab some money and pay for it. I don't know if I'm sounding crazy or not. That's the end of the show, guys. Hey, take care of yourselves. Join me tomorrow, same time, same place, for a bigger, bigger topic. Take care, guys. Have a great day.
All began, it just seems like getting so I did it.